Council of Europe raises alarm over youth gambling risks. The Council of Europe has said that there are growing concerns over the rise of gambling across Europe and its potential harm to young people. Therefore, the organization has launched a new initiative aimed at tackling these issues and protecting youth from the negative consequences of online gambling, which is becoming increasingly widespread among adolescents. Youth vulnerability to gambling exploitation. A study by EOTVO's Lorand University's Institute of Psychology in Budapest found that while only a small percentage of teenagers exhibit addiction-like gambling behavior, even this minority is a significant concern. Early exposure to gambling products can lead to severe long-term consequences, including functional impairments. Orsalia Kurai, a researcher at the institute, reinforced the well-documented risks associated with gambling at a young age, highlighting both psychological and health-related dangers. The Council of Europe has been studying gambling industry practices and, through its Pompidou Group, which was initially formed to combat drug addiction, has observed that gambling policies are deliberately designed to attract and retain new players. Kurai further warned about the alarming prevalence of gambling disorders among young bettors. According to research, 16.3% of youth who engage in sports betting may develop gambling-related problems, with the number rising to 26.4% for those using online gambling platforms. She also spoke about loot boxes, digital in-game items purchased for randomized rewards. These mechanics, which resemble gambling, have been banned in Belgium and the Netherlands. However, there is ongoing debate in the UK as to whether they should be regulated as a form of gambling. Addressing gaps in national gambling policies. Due to the fact that many European nations have yet to implement effective gambling regulations, the Council of Europe is taking proactive measures. The organization is aiming to address shortcomings in national policies, as most member states lack comprehensive strategies to mitigate gambling-related harm among youth. With the issue receiving little attention at the national level, the Council is working on a unified European strategy to tackle the risks. By implementing a broader, pan-European approach, the advisory body hopes to curb gambling's negative impact on the continent's young population.